We roll on the Biloxi Checkers pregame show. We're getting set for first pitch. Trash Pandas and Checkers getting set for 6:35. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, the special guest in the house, ranging first base side with the senior coordinator of player development information. It's Ben Harris. Ben, appreciate you taking the time.
Javik, thanks for having me, man.
How fun is it traveling around to all the affiliates, being in the trenches, especially this year when the org has the best winning percentage in baseball?
There's a lot in player development that sometimes get talked about. Winning doesn't matter, develop players at all costs. But I think the reality of it is, while developing players is the goal, everybody is more into developing and putting in the work when you're winning a bunch of ball games. And we've got great coaching staffs all up and down the org, the majors all the way down through the ACL and through the DSL, that understand how to balance that. They understand the importance of development and what we're here for, to develop players and help the big league team. But these guys live this day to day. Nobody wants to live day to day in a team 20 games under. And it really does. It's about creating an environment that values winning and values performance. We get guys that come here all the time, and sometimes they have great things to say about orgs they've been in, and sometimes, they love the kind of winning culture and the way we balance those things here. So it's huge. That's why the guys are here.
What's the excitement like around the org this year? The big league team's doing a terrific job. Carolina, Wisconsin have already clinched playoff spots. Checkers are in the hunt for the playoffs. Sounds are in the hunt for the playoff. It really seems like everybody's in the hunt for the playoffs. They're already in the playoffs in this organization. How exciting is it to travel around and be in those atmospheres?
It's a blast. It really is. You know, every place is a little bit different. Every city is a little bit different. We really span the kind of corners of the U.S. here, from northern Wisconsin down here in Biloxi. We get the East Coast, we get Arizona, Nashville in the middle, and it's just fantastic. It's every place is a little different, every coaching staff is a little different, but everyone's pulling in the same direction.
You have a really unique job with the Brewers, senior coordinator of player development information. It is not a position that exists within most organizations. What's so important about the player development information side of things for you?
There is a ton that goes into modern baseball. There is a ton of data. There is a ton of performance being tracked on field, off field, in training, in the weight room, in the medical room with that staff. There is so much information, and baseball is a game where if you go onto the field thinking about information, you're cooked. You've got to be able to go out there and compete and not have to think about this stuff. And what our goal is to set up our players, set up our coaches to help them be in the best position to be able to go out there and have the best information, but not all the information. Different things matter for different guys. Certain metrics are really important for one player and not something we're going to focus on for another player. And we know we really need to free these guys up to be the individuals that they are, the athletes that they are. The second you start tightening up and trying to move your body in certain ways and thinking about metrics while you're trying to pick out a fastball from a slider, it's game over. And our job is to help kind of weed through the nonsense, weed through the takes that go out there online about this is the only way to do this, or you have to do things this way. And, we want to personalize things for our players, make it, custom to them, because they're all individuals. They're all unique. Their bodies all work in different ways. They're all here for different reasons. And we're here to help them, the entire org up and down focus on what should be focused on for each guy and kind of block out the nonsense, block out the noise.
How do you strike that balance for guys? Because even for me up in the booth, and you get the Hawkeye dashboard, and guys throw one pitch and you get about 22 different data points. How do you strike that balance for each individual player and making sure they get enough information, but it's not too much information?
Me working from afar and bouncing in and out to the affiliates for a handful of days at a time, we lean extremely heavily on our coaches to know their players, and that's something that's really hard for us to do, on a day-to-day basis from afar. But these guys do such a good job. They reach out to us constantly saying, could we get this for this person? Could we get this for that person? And, we lean on their expertise, their incredible interpersonal skills. You grow with these guys. You learn. I've been here 6 years. I've seen lots of guys kind of make their way up to the top and seen guys grow from a high school or a college kid that we draft, really to a professional ball player. And each one of them is very different in the same way that they all swing differently and they all throw differently. We're going to treat them and give them information differently for what they want. And that goes, you know, everywhere from advanced scouting through, you know, player plans and things like that. We want to focus on not just having the best information, but being able to communicate it in the best way. Because if you have the information and you can't communicate it, you're really not helping anybody.
And this is a really unique position. Not every org has this position, which makes the Brewers really special in that way. And I know we talked about this. You and August Fagerstrom kind of created the position out of nowhere. How does it help the Brewers to have a position that not many other organizations have in the player development information sphere?
I think the whole world, everything we do in our life is one form of communication. I really, truly do. And the way you present yourself, whether you're talking just for yourself or on behalf of an entire organization or an affiliate, is extremely important. And they're just the proliferation of data. I got here in 2000 and going into the 2019 season, you know, even just a couple years before that, the amount of data from there to when I got there to from when I got there to now has just exploded. And that requires, you know, a lot of people who are much smarter than myself to weed through the data and clean it up and, you know, create metrics that really help get to the root of what baseball performance is. And we stand on the backs of those guys and really try to understand our players and our coaches and also the rest of the front office and what we value and why, and kind of serve as an intermediary between kind of any of those groups at any given time.
Brewers Prospect Twitter basically loves you because you do have to hold the keys to the Brewers Player Development Twitter account, which tweets out all the stats and facts and nuggets about everybody in the system. Well, Childers got a shout out earlier today for how good he's been in the month of July for the Shuckers. How important is it to be able to get that information out there and be able to celebrate the guys across the system who sometimes might be flying under the radar, i.e. Craig Yoho earlier this year?
Man, you gave away my secret. I'm gonna get lots of mail now. No, it's big. You know, we know, just like I said before, everything we do is a form of communication. We know what these guys, you know, kids in the major, in the minors, all the way up through the majors, you know, they're on their phones, they're on social media, their friends and their family are on social media. There's an aspect of this that is rewarding our guys in a way that we know, you know, it's going to kind of come across their screens. And at the same time, you know, we're very proud of how we develop our players. We're extremely proud of the talent that we have in the organization, where we sit right now. And, we don't want to be shy about promoting our players and the extremely good work they do. This is their hard work, being put on the big screen, so to say. And we're just happy to be here and kind of help promote them like that.
Well, we're happy to have you here in Biloxi. Ben, appreciate the time.
Javik, my pleasure.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Trash Pandas coming your way next.